I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Steve the Priest with a message from above. The big man came down from the mountain and he told me to tell you that this show is not for kids. The wrestling is real. The bleeding is real. The burns are real. The disappointment is real. And the politics is real. Enjoy the unsweetened fruits of our labor as we get going tonight, my brothers and sisters. And everybody, rest in priest.
Hello, wrestling fans around the world. I'm your host, Damien St. John, and he is the 34-time Pub Wrestling Federation champion, the Ginger Ninja, with stories from his never-ending adventures inside the squared circle. Hey, champ, how was your solo episode?
I opened a bag, read out some letters. Bingo, bango, baby.
Because somebody texted me to say that you were crying.
Oh, I'm demonstrating my range.
In case Hollywood come calling.
Hey, Trouble in Clitheroe has got the potential to become a blockbuster.
No, it's got the potential to go straight to blockbuster.
Yeah, yeah, very funny. Well, for your information, a famous film director is a fan.
Sorry, a what?
A film director. He's the brother of my cousin's cousin's dad.
So he's your uncle, basically.
How do you know the Antrim Annihilator?
Champ, you wrestled for the majority of your career as the Ginger Ninja. But when you started out as a skinny teenager with spiky hair and stubble drawn on with your mum's eyeliner, you were called something totally different.
Nigel Franklin.
Which doesn't exactly strike fear into the hearts of anyone.
You've never met Lewis Brown.
Who's Lewis Brown?
He used to kick me up the arse at school.
Kids can be so cruel.
He was a deputy headmaster.
That's bullying.
Yeah, but I got my own back.
What did you do?
I shit in his pond.
Huh?
Well, one of my best ever.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
You eat loads, drink loads, and then squeeze.
Right, well, I bet he never kicked you again.
No, he broke both his legs scooping out my brown alligator.
Nobody do poos in ponds, all right? Especially if they contain fish.
My only regret is that it killed his prize carp.
Ah, roll the eye dent.
And you can ride
the champ
all night long.
Champ, I know this is an impossible question to answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Which of your 34 title wins means the most?
Oh, I can't remember half of them, so that helps narrow it down. I'd have to say my first one, you know.
Can you at least remember who your opponent was that night?
It was Snake off Muscle Machines.
Muscle Machines, Muscle Machines, Muscle...
Now, for younger listeners, Muscle Machines was a staple of Saturday night TV back in the 90s.
Blokes and ladies would compete against people genetically superior to them in every way. Never stood a chance. I love that programme.
When you beat him for your first title, Snake had nearly 20 years on you.
He were old even then. It were the fags.
And what year are we looking at?
When were mad cow disease?
95, 96.
I remember walking into Yates's in Bradford that night. Brand new it were. Chris Waddle opened it. I were thinking I could murder a burger.
I'm staggered you wanted to eat greasy food before your first title match.
The only way to settle your nerves and upset your stomach, but that's another story.
Well, let's relive that famous night in your career, as it happened, at Yates's in Bradford, circa 95-96. The six-time former PWF champion and TV star joins us now. Snake, how are you?
Good, thanks, Damo, man.
How are you, big dog? You okay? You good?
Damo, I thought this was just you and me.
I know, but I really wanted to get the two of you on to talk about that night.
I'll tell you whatever you want to know, but not while that twat's here.
Champ, would you mind?
What? Are you serious?
Take a walk, you carroty nonce.
Put the kettle on or something. Give us a couple of minutes.
Oh, for fuck's sake, all right.
Please, champ. It's best for business.
How do you take it?
Milk, strong, sweetener.
No, I meant my foot up your ass.
Get out. And shut the door. I can see your shadow on the wall. Snake. I'm really sorry about that. You started off on Muscle Machines, then came to the PWF, but you weren't in it for long.
Muscle Machines was huge, like me. Proper gun show. But when they found out about my moonlighting, let's just say they lost their shit.
And you had to leave.
Right, but I wanted to go out on a high, and they don't let you do poppers in the ring. I wanted to drop the belt to someone decent, someone experienced. Not some salad on legs.
You're still bitter about it, aren't you?
Of that weedy little dick with no heat, no muscles, no facial hair. It was a fucking insult.
But, I mean, come on, in the wrestling world, you know, no matter what, you're supposed to pass the heat on to whoever beat you.
Heat? I wanted to torch the little shit.
We're still going. We haven't finished.
Sorry. Didn't want your tea to get cold.
No, it's fine. He's saying nice things about you. Snake, any other reasons for leaving the PWF?
How long have you got?
About a minute, actually.
Well, the PWF were paying me in food.
What do you mean?
When takings were down, which were most weeks, we'd get paid in tin meat.
That is gross.
Don't get me wrong. I look back on my time with the PWF fondly.
Well, I mean, after all of that, that's good to hear.
I'm fond of it being over, and I'm fond of not having to work with the ninja whinger.
Muscle Machines is one of those shows that people still talk about to this day. At 57, Snake, could you still tackle the course?
Definitely. I could do it with both legs tied behind my back. In fact, chop all my limbs off right now, and we'll do it. You and me in a mortgage versus mortgage match.
Never mind the travel later. You'll need a chairlift.
How did you...
Ah, I'm a ninja. You came through back door.
I've still got it. I tell you, not only have I still got it, but I've got more of it than ever before. Come on!
Thank you for giving up just a few minutes of your day to join us on Wrestling with the Champ. That is Snake, the six-time PWF champion and former star of Muscle Machines.
Bet 316 sponsors this podcast.
Bet and play during your favourite pub wrestling events. No sells, OTT sells, finishers, mic fails, power cuts, number of dogs in the crowd, audible farts. Join Bet316 now. New customers receive a free 50p bet. Ask Marjorie Simpkin for a form at reception. Bet316 says we just took your money.
Bet316.
You're wrestling with the champ.
No, I don't think so.
May 1997, Digbeth School Fate. Champ, you wrestled in terrible circumstances to win your second PWF championship. What happened?
My dog died.
I bet that was bittersweet.
No, that was Bruno.
Champ, can I ask, how did your dog die?
Natural causes.
Yeah, I do think that's the best way to go.
Hey, I were in a band once called Natural Causes.
I didn't know that. Were you and Natural Causes popular?
Died every night. Hey, can you play some of our stuff?
You'll do anything for royalties.
I will. Literally anything.
Well, hopefully you'll have a better relationship with our next guest, the man you beat to win your sophomore title. Please welcome Man of Few Words.
Hello.
Man of Few Words, thank you for being on Wrestling with the Champ.
Okay.
Wow. You're really intimidating.
I know.
He's good, isn't he?
Yes.
You should hear him on the phone to cold callers.
Man of Few Words, tell me how you'd sum up your 1997 title match with the champ.
Tricky.
Champ, you might have to do a bit of the heavy lifting here.
I can't. Ooh, me back. Oh, ow, I felt a twinge. Ooh.
No, it's just an expression. Help me fill in some of the blanks. It's like getting blood out of a stone.
To be fair, he's doing about as much work here as he did in the ring that day.
Right, well, tell me more. And if you can, in as many words as possible.
The title match is always the last on the bill. But by the time they got to ours, all the other matches had run over. We had to get the job done and the van packed up before the PTA judged the funniest vegetable contest.
That is that's a very unique problem.
I tell you something, there's no bigger dent to your ego than when you're upstaged by a seductive turnip.
And how long did you have for your match?
67 seconds.
What, from start to finish?
I got 67 seconds to go.
I mean, that's...
impossible.
But I love a challenge.
So what did you do? How did you make it happen?
It was never going to be a wrestling match for the aficionados. Straight away, I had to scrap my plan to ride in on a donkey.
Absolutely, yeah. Animal welfare is paramount.
No, I got vertigo when I climbed on.
I mean, on a donkey, you're no higher up off the ground than you were standing up.
It's one of the many things I can't explain.
True.
Anyway, scrapping that ass shaved off a good 5 minutes.
And there's so much padding in wrestling, isn't there? So you're both in the ring with 1 minute and 7 seconds to complete an entire match. Not just any match, a title match. How do you get that done?
I had to improvise. I pelted him with everything in my arsenal. He took all the cool moves I'd learned back in Diane's dungeon as a kid, all the dirty tricks, and no-sold none of them.
That surprises me.
This man, hands down, did the best bit of non-wrestling in the history of wrestling. The crowd were on their feet.
Oh, they must have been loving that.
Well, the caretaker needed the chairs for the vegetable contest, but yeah, that too.
So, champ, how did you wrap things up and win your second title?
Man, a few words, only attempted one move that afternoon. One.
What was it?
Kick.
Hey, I mean, that's two words. I feel like we're on a roll here. I feel like we're getting somewhere.
After my 9th inverted atomic drop, he pushed me over and tried to kick me in the face. That was his big finisher. So instinctively, I wrapped myself around his shin as tight as I could, you know, to stop me getting brain damage. And I just started dry humping his leg.
You did what?
I were overcome with the spirit of Bruno.
No pun intended. I can honestly say that I've never seen that before in a ring. I mean, I've seen it, just not in a ring. Man, a few words. How did that go down with you?
Fine.
It didn't bother you that you lost your PWF title in such a one-sided match?
No.
He couldn't wait to get home. His missus were doing his favourite tea that night. Chips and chips.
Man, a few words. You stayed with the PWF until Christmas of 1997 when you signed for the non-secular Church Wrestling Group, making your debut at the Great American Bible Bash. Which leads me to my next question. Do you have a favourite book in the Bible?
Genesis.
I love that band. I miss the rains down in Africa.
Man, a few words.
The wild dogs cry out in the night. Dogs. Bruno.
I'd love to find out more, but I just don't have the energy or the lifespan. Man, a few words. Thank you for your time on Wrestling with the Champ.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
New to the PWF's YouTube channel,
Behind the Polyester Curtain.
Go backstage and learn what really happens at a Pub Wrestling Federation event.
Ah! Yeah, sorry, mate. Watch out for that static shock. It really catches people out the first time. You're lucky not to go up in flames.
The referee's room.
One, three. Oh, shit.
It's okay. Try again.
Okay, two. Oh, shit, fuck.
Logistics.
No. Listen. One night for 3 people. No breakfast, right? Single room's fine. Honestly, how hard is it to book 2 7-foot women and their lizard into an hotel room?
The boss's office.
Hey, you. Let me in. For fuck's sake, let me in. I've had it with you. Lock me envelopes. 30 quid short again. Oh, you fucker.
Explosive television. Not on television.
Behind the polyester curtain.
We're all one big happy family.
Premieres this September-ish.
Hey, people of Earth.
You're wrestling with the champ.
Champ, after beating Man a Few Words for your second strap, you went on an incredible undefeated streak that lasted almost 5 years.
I were untouchable back then. Everything I did came off. Me moves, me mic work, me clothes.
But scandal was just around the corner.
A popular wrestler has been arrested today after he was seen making kids cry.
Police say it was help from the community.
No evidence has indicated to us that there are any associates.
Eyewitnesses say the man, ginger and fat, was telling kids that wrestling is fake.
Most of it's made up. We're not mega stars. We're regular blokes.
But why he did it remains a mystery.
Man is set to appear in court next week, charged with being a dickhead. Nick!
That was one of my darkest days.
The PWF fired you after that, didn't they?
Best thing that ever happened to me. I went straight into rehab.
The Priory?
My auntie's house. She does the best cake and biscuits. Locked me in a spare room for a good 2 weeks with nothing but gym equipment, a stack of crossword puzzles and a bedpan. Sorted me right out.
So, I mean, you must regret your actions, surely.
Oh, ah, well, it were a poor thing to do, but I learned from that. I grew. I became someone new.
The Nazi Ninja.
Suddenly I could say bad shit and people loved it.
Because it was your new character.
Yeah, right. Character.
Even when you called the Prime Minister a cunt?
I was totally faking being an asshole.
The PWF had the strap on a baby face at the time who was equally as popular as you during your ginger phase. A young lad from the Midlands who'd been wrestling since the age of 2, Mr. Nice Guy.
We couldn't have been more different. It were one of my favourite rivalries.
And what stands out in your mind most about Mr. Nice Guy?
He always struck me as a polite man.
In what way?
Well, every time he hit me, he'd say sorry.
Champ, now you and Mr. Nice Guy only wrestled a few times over the years, but you won your third PWF title against him at...
Carpet Store Mania 3!
Let's get your thoughts on that, and... Is he? Yep. Yep, here he is. Mr. Nice Guy, hello.
Hello.
Now, Carpet Store Mania 3. Wow, what an occasion. What a spectacle.
What, red carpet?
Should have been, Ginger.
Mr. Nice Guy, why do you think your character was so popular at the time?
To be honest, I don't know. There was just so much negativity going around back then. Remember the Millennium Bug? Everyone was going nuts, and I think people just wanted someone honest, decent, and someone who wasn't going to kick up a fuss or cause trouble.
Now, at the time, you're the top babyface in the PWF.
Yes!
You're facing off against the now Nasty Ninja, who's a babyface turned heel, and you're getting together in a roll-up match.
Yes.
What's a roll-up match?
It's nothing to do with a spliff, I can tell you. It's a classic carpet showroom clash. The winners, whoever can incapacitate their opponent, roll them up in a shag pile rug and dump them in the back of a van.
That sounds brutal.
I had carpet burns for weeks. Not unusual for me, like.
Mate, you got off lightly. When you threw me in the back of that transit, you knocked me head on the spare tyre. I couldn't see for weeks.
As many a wrestler can attest over the years, these kind of matches definitely do take their toll.
I inhaled so many carpet fibres, my lungs are like 60% polyester. And I'm so emotionally scarred, I can only walk on bare floor these days.
Now, Mr. Nice Guy, was this the kind of match you enjoyed?
Oh yeah, the PWF made me do lots of dumb things.
But you lost quite a lot, didn't you?
Losing a roll-up match, losing Renounce Jesus match, losing an Eat My Shit match. I didn't care. I gave the best years of my life to the PWF. Wouldn't change a thing.
That's really sporting of you.
It's the nickname.
Yeah, no, I got that.
To be fair, I am just a nice guy.
It's even more sporting knowing how poorly paid you were compared to all of your opponents.
Sorry, what?
I mean, you must have known that.
What?
When you negotiated, you must have, you know, had a few words in the locker room.
You best be joking, right?
No, it's been on Google for years.
Yeah, I don't Google myself. People can say what they want.
I Google myself all the time. It's better with lube.
No, that's not what Googling yourself means.
Did Dale Whitterton get paid more than me?
Yep.
Malcolm Adlin?
Yep.
Not Oscar the Brick.
Even Oscar the Brick.
What about Afronaut?
You're not going to like my answer.
Seriously, was anyone paid less than me?
There was one person, actually. John the Supply Teacher. One half of the part-time tag team, the Caucasian Equation. But he got 5% from all branded calculator sales, so not really.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I nearly gave 20 years to that fucking company, and for what? Fuckity fucking fucking peanuts.
Mr. Nice Guy, are you still there?
Don't worry, he's a nice guy. It'll be fine.
Oh, fuck off, would you? How would you feel if you spent over 100 days in hospital for a job that paid minimum wage? Dickheads.
Hey, now clearly you're upset by this news. I get it.
And you sarky twat. You can do one as well. I'm furious. I'm raging.
Yeah, no, I think now is a really good time to take a break.
I'm going to throw a cushion at you really hard.
Take a deep breath. Count to 10.
John the math teacher could help.
We're back after this.
Get any party started with Champ Ayn. I'm the 34-time PWF champion, the Ginger Ninja, and I've spent all my furlough money on this, my very own Champ Ayn. Champ Ayn is a 12% energy drink imported from the vineyards of the Ukraine that livens up any do, bash, function, wake, or job interview. Fizzy rehydration for a thirsty nation. Slip a sip of Champ Ayn into your mouth hole, baby.
Any health claims made by this beverage are purely for entertainment purposes. May contain nuts, definitely contain skin and rat repellent. Rinse mouth thoroughly after drinking. Will stain teeth and unblock drains. Mention this podcast for a free mystery snack. Side effects of mystery snack include hallucination, nausea, a tendency to think you're invincible, and spontaneous combustion in less than 1% of Japanese men. Be drink aware, always read the label, and if you can't read, ask a friend.
Wrestling with the Champ.
Well, Champ, there were the first three opponents that you beat to win your first PWF titles.
Aye.
Happy days?
Correctamundo.
I'm so glad you were all right with all of that.
Hey!
You know, that bit about you being arrested, but basically your life was in tatters. You screwed it all up yourself. Your career was in shambles. You were desolate. You didn't have a penny to your name. You know, when you were at your lowest ebb. I think that made for really entertaining podcasting.
Sit on it.
You sit on it.
You sit on it.
You sit on it.
Sit on it.
You sit on it, Ralph Mouth.
Oh, very mature.
Wrestling with a Champ was created by Damien St. John. Written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Starring Andrew Wilson, Ant McGinley, Damien St. John, the world's greatest actor Max Cavanham, Mick Tully and Sarah S. To hear more and to subscribe, go to champpod.com.
You sit on it.
Your Kia Picanto can sit on it.
This show is part of Podomedy, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out podomedy.com now.